KXHD1 Sunbury. We're celebrating today National Dog Day, Toilet Paper Day, Cherry Popsicle Day, you name it, it's happening. And of course, not to mention National Women's Equality Day. Good Thursday morning to you.
Yeah.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning, good Thursday morning to you. Hope you're well. I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for asking. I only have like one cup of coffee in me, so bear with me. I hope you have a cup of coffee in front of you, you coffee lovers. Hey, big to-do tomorrow. A lot of kids, you know, we're going back to school. Selins Grove, Shikellamy, they started their school year yesterday. High school football action tomorrow. Yep, it's here already. There goes the summer. Even though we have, like, a month left this summer. But that's another radio program altogether. Tomorrow, make sure you catch Shikellamy football on our sister station, News Radio 1070 WKOK. And you could also watch it. We're going to have the live stream of the football game. It's going to be on our YouTube channel. Just search WKOK Sports on YouTube to catch all the action. You can watch it live right there from your TV, your computer, your phone with YouTube Live at WKOK Sports. As for the Selins Grove side, you could hear the game on our sister station, Eagle 107, tomorrow night. And you could watch the Selins Grove Seals play all season long on YouTube Live. Just search for SBC Sports Live on YouTube, and you'll be able to watch the whole thing there, which is great. And on 100.9 The Valley, the Lewisburg Green Dragons play. So, yeah, listen, high school football back in action. Might be a little toasty tomorrow night, but that's what happens at the end of August. It's a little humid out there for sure. Jason Derulo is on the way, and more coming up next as we talk about Cherry Popsicle Day, too, and also Curtains Up, our virtual online talent show. More on the way next. It's Morgan in the Morning with Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Thursday morning, Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning. Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg, worth the drive to Route 45. Hope your morning is going well. Today's not just your average Thursday. No. It's also National Cherry Popsicle Day. I bet you didn't know that. National Cherry Popsicle Day. So get this. Way back in 1905, an 11-year-old named Frank Epperson. Frank mixed up a powdered soda and left his stir stick in the cup. It got really cold overnight, and when he woke up, the soda was frozen to the stick. Voila! He dubbed his creation the Epsicle. 17 years later, he introduced his frozen treat at a fireman's ball, where it was a big hit. He eventually changed the name to Popsicle because Epsicle just sounds dumb. There you go. You ever wondered how the Popsicle came about? Now you know. Education is everything, kids. It is everything. Coming up, we'll take a look at the news, the sports, the AccuWeather forecast. Also, we're going to talk about, is this something that we should consider about stripping the bed before we check out of a hotel? I spend a lot of nights in a hotel with what I do, and I travel a lot, and I never really thought about it, but are we supposed to do that? I don't know. We'll talk about that. And Curtains Up, our virtual talent show. Our finalists are in details about that on the way. Good Thursday morning to you.
I haven't really woken up.
6:43, Thursday morning. Good morning to you. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning, getting a little life to myself. I finished off this big bucket of coffee. Now I'm doing a little bit better. High of 89 for today. Another thunderstorm is, could be coming our way in some spots this afternoon. Heads up about that. Another hot one today. Yesterday, it was like a zillion degrees. A little humid out there, right? Virtual online talent show. We call it Curtains Up. We have the finalists all ready to go. Now, you just need to vote for your favorite. And you can do that on our Facebook page if you haven't already. Like us, 94KX on Facebook. We have the top three of each category that can be found in videos under the playlist. Curtains up. Top three, right? Adults, teens, kids. Remember, the video per each category with the most reactions, likes, and hearts by tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. Will be the winner. So please, go like, vote your favorite video right now. Curtains up. It's brought to you by Oberdorf Carpet One Floor and Home, Susquehanna Valley Limousine and Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Lake Tobias Wildlife Park, and Knobels. Pretty amazing talent out there, too, and I think you'll enjoy it. So go have fun and go like and vote before you head off to work today. On the way, Ed Sheeran is coming up. Also, we're going to talk about when you stay at a hotel and when you check out, are you supposed to strip the bed before you check out the hotel and help the maids? Help out housekeeping? Is that something we were supposed to do? I don't know. I never did it, but apparently some people do. We'll talk about that coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Best songs on the radio. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning, 6:57, Thursday morning. Good morning to you. I've done a lot of traveling in my day, and hotels, they are what they are. Should you strip the bed before you check out of a hotel? Is this polite or totally unnecessary? Well, some guy in the UK is trending online because of something he does every time he stays at a hotel. So before he checks out, he strips the sheets off his bed and stacks them up just to make the maid's job a little easier. He posted a photo on Facebook of how he does it, and the internet latched on. And some people think it's great and plan to start doing it. Others say it's unnecessary because, well, maids are paid to do that. So why do it for them? I don't know. One person had a different take and says, it's not right or wrong, it's just weird. A few hotel maids also weighed in and said it's nice when guests do it, but they'd never expect people to. And here's one thing you definitely don't need to do, though. They said some people remake their bed before they check out, which is weird. But the maids have to strip the sheets off anyway, so there's really no point to doing that. Look, to each their own. Tomato, tomato. Different strokes for different folks. You can do whatever you want, I guess. I just leave it as is. I get up and go. And that's that. After 7 o'clock, moving forward on a Thursday. And we're going to talk about National Dog Day. Got some dog facts coming our way. 55% of us want to relive our childhood, and I don't blame you. I had a really good childhood, and we're going to see if you want to relive your childhood after 7 o'clock. Also, the band Men Without Hats made the song Safety Dance into a ballad, and I have it, and I'm going to play it for you after 7 o'clock. I don't think it's good, but you might have a different opinion. We'll give you a look at the news, the sports, the AccuWeather forecast coming up next with Morgan in the Morning. All brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Hello, Susquehanna Valley.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's National Dog Day. And they got flaming hot Mountain Dew. What a time to be alive.
The best.
Good morning, 7:06, Thursday morning. Let's make it a good one today. What do you say? Get that Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app on your phone. Download it off Google Play or the Apple App Store. It's the weekend. Good morning. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg, worth a drive to Route 45. Thursday morning, don't worry, Tom's going to be back on Monday. You only have one more day after this to deal with me, and I apologize. But it's a lot of fun. I love doing the morning show. This is great, but you know what, Tom, you can have it. He's much better at this than I am. Hey, big news, man. It's National Dog Day, and it's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome to the Dog Show.
What's happening here?
What's happening here?
Oh, you didn't know?
No, what?
Today is National Dog Day.
Today is National Dog Day.
This is a day that is all about celebrating man's best friend.
Dogs are best.
What up, dog?
What up, dog?
Hey, what's up, dog?
National Dog Day. Like, it's showtime, man.
National Dog Day. 49% of Americans consider themselves a dog person. 68% of dog owners let their dogs sleep with them in bed at least once a month. And 70% of dog owners include their dog's name when they send out holiday cards. National Dog Day. The most popular breed we're talking about are Labs. People like their Labs. Golden Retrievers. I like the English Bulldog myself because they're short, fat, and funny looking. The largest dog ever was a Mastiff named Zorba. And this dog weighed 343 pounds. You sure it wasn't a grizzly bear? No. Did you know that yawning is contagious even for dogs? And they're four times more likely to do it if someone they know yawns instead of a stranger? As I say that, we're all looking at our dogs trying to make them yawn right now. Just like fingerprints, every dog's nose print is unique. This is awesome. Celebrating National Dog Day today on this Thursday. On the way, more of the best songs on the radio, and we're going to talk about the Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew that's coming out. Who doesn't like Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? That's on the way. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. It's Morgan in the Morning, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Thursday morning, high of 89 for today. Thunderstorm in some spots this afternoon. Another very warm and humid day today. Make sure you get those fluids in you. Another hot one. Yesterday was really ridiculously hot. But you know what could cool you off? Maybe some Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew. This is big news for anyone who wants to punish their colon in a new way. Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew is coming. And you'll be able to get your hands on it next Tuesday. And maybe only next Tuesday because it won't be in stores. Yeah, they're selling it at MountainDew.com starting August 31st. And it's a limited time only thing, so it's probably going to sell out fast. Probably within minutes. We all know how that works. So this Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, they're describing it as a mix of spicy and sweet. So it's got like the normal Mountain Dew taste, plus the Flamin' Hot flavor they use in other products like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. They'll also be selling a bunch of Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew merch through the clothing brand Broken Promises. So, yeah, there you go. Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, your prayers have been answered. They're like, what can make this Mountain Dew any better? I know. Let's make it Flamin' Hot. I'll have a sip or two if I can get my hands on some. Let me know if you get any. So the band Men Without Hats from the 80s, their hit song Safety Dance, which was like one of the most popular songs of the decade, they redid it and they made it into a ballad. And I'm not making this up. That's exactly what they did. And we'll hear it coming up. Yeah. I want to hear what you think about it. Olivia Rodrigo is on the way. We'll take a look at the news, sports, AccuWeather forecast. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us. I'm Chad Evans. WQKX. 7:34 Thursday morning. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning. And the band from the 80s, Men Without Hats, they reworked their hit song, The Safety Dance, into a ballad. We'll hear it coming up. Best songs on the radio. Your old pal Chad Evans filling in for my buddy Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Around this time, they do birthday buddies. Morgan's off this week, so I'm going to leave it to the pros. He'll continue birthday buddies on Monday. But I do want to wish a very happy birthday to Lexi Lynch. It's her birthday today. She is 10 years old and is in fifth grade at Beck Elementary. Lexi, happy birthday. Make it the best one ever. Couple of birthdays of my friends yesterday, too, which is kind of weird. I don't know. Something in the water. A lot of birthdays at the end of August. I don't know what's happening. So, fans of the 80s, you remember the band Men Without Hats? Sure, of course you do. The Safety Dance. It came out 39 years ago. And now it's officially, finally time for an update. Apparently. Men Without Hats reworked the song into a slowed down mid-tempo ballad. The lyrics are the same, but they gave it a new title. It's called No Friends of Mine. In an attempt to be, I don't know, I guess funny, the band said, quote, after the filming of the music video for Safety Dance, the jester and the crazy blonde girl settled down in West Kington. And apparently the jester, he became the mayor of the town, and she stayed at home to raise their family. 40 years later, we have gone back to visit them with No Friends of Mine, serving as the soundtrack. Men Without Hats, apparently needing something to do. Here's the song. This is the Safety Dance as a ballad by Men Without Hats. Coming at ya.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
So, yeah. I guess I can see digging this in certain moods. But for the most part, it just kind of feels like they took out everything that made the original song fun. So, sounds like a drunk piano man.
From our hats to our feet, and surprise them with the victory cry.
Yeah, sing us a song, you're the piano man. Okay, well, look, that song's called No Friends of Mine. It's a ballad reworked by Men Without Hats, bringing back the Safety Dance, and I give that 2 3/4 stars. All the way. enough of that. Get that out of there. Enough of that nonsense. What are you doing? We're going to relive some childhood memories. 55% would love to relive their childhood. We're going to talk about that coming up. Also, John Mayer and more as I continue to fill in for my buddy Tom Morgan. It's Morgan in the Morning, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Good morning.
At UPMC.
Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning on the radio online, WQKX.com. High of 89 today for a Thursday. Expect a thunderstorm in the afternoon. 7 to 57, right on the nosy. Good to be with you as always. If you had the chance to pause your exciting mid-pandemic life to go back and relive your childhood, would you do it? Would you do it? In a new survey, 55% of people said they'd love to relive their childhood. Specifically between the ages of 7 and 10, when everything was pure magic. I would happen to agree with that. I had a really nice childhood. And yeah, I would like to go back in time. There's also a list of the things adults miss most about childhood. I think if you sat down and think about it, you would be able to figure out what those answers are. You know, things like not worrying about money, summer breaks from school, Christmas. Oh, Christmas. I could still smell Nintendo. If I think long and hard, what a great Christmas that was. Getting my Nintendo with Mike Tyson's punch out. Remember back in the day when you always had energy? You know, not paying any bills, not having to work, not having aches and pains. And remember being really excited about birthdays? I just turned 41. That wasn't too exciting. I had a good time, but it wasn't exciting. You know, the excitement of like going to the beach, sleeping soundly, the thrill of getting a new toy, the excitement of hearing the ice cream truck. We didn't have an ice cream truck in Elysburg. It's unclear how many of those 55% would be willing to relive the whole 18-year roller coaster, though. I mean, it wasn't always great. There's terrible parts like the algebra, homework as a kid, going to the orthodontist. That was never fun. Being forced to sell candy or magazines. We always had to do that. Oh, and yeah, puberty. Yeah. But still, 55% of us would love to relive their childhood. I agree. Take me back in time when everything was awesome. After 8 o'clock, we'll move forward. We got Billie Eilish, Ed Sheeran on the way. Also, not only is it National Women's Equality Day, not only is it National Dog Day, but it's also National Toilet Paper Day. We can't forget about the toilet paper. God knows through the pandemic we haven't. We'll talk about that. Also, I got VIP tickets to go see Skillet and Switchfoot Saturday at Spyglass Ridge Winery. That's coming up. News, sports, AccuWeather forecast coming up next with Morgan in the Morning. Chad Evans filling in for Tom. He'll be back on Monday. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45.
Hey, Susquehanna Valley.
For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
You the man, Steve. Good Thursday morning to you. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. It's Morgan in the Morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I got a pair of VIP passes with your name on it to see Skillet and Switchfoot. We'll be giving them away later this hour. Right now it's Billie Eilish. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning. And here we are in this Thursday morning with a high of 89 for today and 8:14 checking the clock right now. National Toilet Paper Day. Pretty exciting stuff, right? Yeah, you can even imagine using newspaper or leaves. Hoarders just love stockpiling toilet paper. In fact, some Costco customers are noticing empty toilet paper aisles again. A sure sign people are afraid of another huge outbreak are collecting the toilet paper. Crazy time. It is. But as we celebrate National Dog Day, National Toilet Paper Day, National Cherry Popsicle Day, we can never forget that, yes, today is absolutely National Women's Equality Day. Love it. And thanks so much for listening to me all week long. We do, I certainly do appreciate it. Tom, he'll be back doing the morning show on Monday. I'm excited about that because I'll get maybe an hour more of sleep. But I do love my coffee. On the way, I got two VIP tickets to go see Skillet and Switchfoot Saturday at Spyglass Ridge Winery. That is coming up. I want to hook you up VIP style, so keep it locked right here. More of the best songs on the radio with Morgan in the Morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Big time Saturday. It's happening. Spyglass Ridge Winery, Skillet, and Switchfoot coming at you. The Backyard Concert Series, Spyglass Ridge Winery. You want to go? I got VIP passes for you right now. VIP gets you top-level parking at Spyglass. You get a two-hour VIP party at Three Beards Brewing with free food and drinks. Then you're off to the SBC Media Partners VIP tent and lawn for private seating right up front. You want to go? Of course you want to go. Let's go.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, I'll do caller number four. Caller number four will get you a pair of tickets, you and a guest, VIP style to see Skillet and Switchfoot. Ford Fun Lines open, 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
KX. Hello, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you calling from today?
Northumberland.
All right, Jennifer, you're calling number four. You got tickets.
That's awesome.
Yeah, buddy. VIP style, Jennifer. You and a guest are off to Spyglass Ridge Winery, top-level parking, two-hour VIP party at Three Beards Brewing with free food and drinks. Then you're off to the SBC Media Partners tent to party with us, VIP style. It's going to be a lot of fun. Who are you taking, Jennifer?
My husband.
That would probably be a smart decision. Yeah. I'm sure he'd like to go. Jennifer, congratulations. We'll see you there Saturday. Tell everybody what station made you a winner.
94KX.
Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Curtains up. It's our virtual talent show. The finalists are in. We need you to vote. Today is the final day to vote. I mean, you could vote tomorrow morning, but you only have till 8:30 tomorrow to do so. Our top three are in for Curtains Up. Yep, top three of each category can be found in videos under the playlist Curtains Up on our Facebook page. Please go and do so. Check out the top three: adults, teens, kids. Remember, the video per each category with the most reactions, talking likes and hearts and stuff like that, by tomorrow morning at 8:30 will be the winner. So go like and vote your favorite video right now. Some amazing area talent for Curtains Up this year. Very proud of this area and our talented people. Love it. Curtains Up is brought to you by Oberdorf Carpet One Floor and Home, Susquehanna Valley Limousine and Ards Farm Market, Susquehanna Valley Mall, W&L Mazda, and GTS Theater. Go and vote today. Lewis Capaldi on the way. More coming up next with Morgan in the Morning. Stay here. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning. And 94KX and Wise Markets strive to make a positive difference in our communities. With our Fight Hunger campaign, Wise aims to raise money and donate non-perishable items to the local food banks in our area. You can help by choosing to round up your bill or donate $1, $3, $5, $10 at our registers. Thank you for your support from Wise Markets and the station that plays the best songs on our radio, 94KX. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the Morning. He'll be back on Monday. Listen, you only have to put up with me one more day. All right? One more day. Just let me do my thing. One more day in the morning and everything will be fine. My buddy Sam Tyler, she's on the way in next. Mark Stevens coming in the afternoon. Rob Center rounding out the nighttime. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. I'll be back in tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. sharp with a big bucket of coffee. Rocking and ready to go for you. 30 minutes continuous music sweep on the way next with Look at the News and the AccuWeather forecast. Have a great Thursday. Catch up with you tomorrow.